subheading is general concepts. Again, descriptive versus analytical epidemiology, types of study design in health research, and we shed the light on cross-sectional studies, which is actually our lecture today, and then measures used in epidemiologic research. In all the kinds of studies we talk about, we are trying to establish the relationship between two variables. One of them is called the X variable, and the other is called the Y variable. X variable على ناحية اليسار من المعادلة والY variable على ناحية اليمين. The X variable is the exposure, the cause, or the risk factor. And it is also referred to as the independent variable. Okay? The cause could be something like smoking, obesity, asbestos, environmental factor such as a virus, a bacteria, fungi, helminth fees, whatever. And the outcome could be called the dependent variable, which is also referred to as the effect, and also it could be a disease, injury, disability, complication, mortality, and the like. Okay? So,
ذكرت براوز قريت براوز ولا لا؟ براوز قريته كله؟
لا لا قريت الجزئية المطلوبة
منه ارتريال؟
Okay, so if you are exposed to smoking as an exposure, the outcome could be chronic bronchitis, bronchial asthma, lung cancer, laryngeal cancer, etc. So the exposure is smoking, the outcome is lung cancer. Now, if you are exposed to obesity, the outcome could be diabetes. If you're exposed to asbestos because you are working in a factory at which you are exposed to this asbestos, then the outcome would be a kind of pneumoconiosis, yani a disease of the lungs called asbestosis.
Mesothelioma.
If you're exposed to measles, then the outcome could be measles virus, I mean, then the outcome would be what? German measles?
No, measles.
Measles, a case. So, and if you're exposed to varicella zoster, the outcome would be chickenpox, and so on and so forth. Okay? So this is what we're trying to establish here, a relationship between a certain exposure and a certain outcome. We're trying to establish a cause-effect relationship. Okay? And what I wanted really that you know here is the synonyms used in the literature. كلمة independent variable هي نفسها كلمة cause. هي نفسها كلمة risk factor، هي نفسها كلمة exposure في الناحية اليسار من المعادلة. في الناحية اليمين من المعادلة dependent variable هي نفسها كلمة effect، هي نفسها كلمة outcome، هي نفسها كلمة disease, injury, disability, complication, or mortality. Okay? So this is number one. The research designs could be classified into descriptive, correlational, and analytical. Descriptive, we try to know what is the exposure and what's the outcome. What is X, what is Y. But when you stay, when you take it one step higher, you try to correlate between X and Y. This is called correlational design. And then finally, the analytical designs, we ask ourselves, if there is a change in X, will this result in a change of Y? And we call this analytical designs. Okay? In the first two types, the descriptive and correlational, we can only establish what is known as association between the cause and the effect, which could be only statistical association. In the analytical designs, we're looking for causation, which could be statistical and biological. And we'll talk about this a little later, inshallah. So this is what we're trying to establish. The relationship between what is on the left and what is on the right. And we have already given you examples of the synonyms for the word exposure and the synonyms for the word outcome. Among the basic questions in health research are four questions. The first one, what is the exposure? Are we talking about rhesus virus? Are we talking about smoking, asbestos, chickenpox, obesity? These are all risk factors. We have to establish what is the exposure. The second question is, who is the exposed? Meaning الناس اللي أكثر عرضة to be exposed and hence develop the outcome. Are we talking about males only? Females only?
Children.
Children, young children? Are we talking about elderly? Are we talking about people who work in a certain factory? These are the exposed. And we need to know and establish who are the exposed individuals. The third question is, what are the potential outcomes? Is it just if you're exposed to measles virus, you're going to get measles? Or you may develop complications. I don't know what complications, like pneumonia, for example, or encephalopathy later on, and so on and so forth. So what are the possible outcomes of such an exposure? If you're exposed to smoking, we now know that you can get more than 25 different diseases affecting all body systems. So we need to know what is the spectrum of possible outcomes if you're exposed to the exposure in question. Finally, what approach will we take to study the relationship between the exposure and the outcome? Yani, what is the study design which you are going to use? We're going to talk about this, inshallah. Now, whatever design you are using, there are two types of collecting the data, either primary data collection or secondary data collection. Would any one of you like to give us a hint about what could I mean by primary and secondary? And just yani, you know, even a hint in the dark would be fine. What would you think this really means? Fadal.
Primary is basic information.
Okay.
Secondary is deep information.
Okay. Anyone else? Simply speaking, if you are collecting the data yourself for your own purposes, this is called primary data collection. Wabitali, you expect less measurement error, and you expect better outcomes and better achievement of your objectives. But this means that there is cost, and there is expertise, and there is more time which is needed. Okay, this is called primary data collection. The investigator is the first to collect the data. The sources include medical exams, أنا اللي بعمل كشف طبي لنفسي. Interviews, أنا اللي بعمل اللقاءات مع الناس بنفسي. Observations, أنا اللي بدور على الداتا بنفسي. And the merits, يعني less measurement error, and suits the objectives of the study better. لكن العيوب, it's costly and may not be feasible, may not be always feasible. Sometimes it is feasible, أنا مؤكد. If you have the money, the time, the effort, the expertise, of course, you go for primary data collection. You collect the data yourself and your team. Now, the second best, that you go for some other kind of data collection called secondary data collection, where the data is collected by others. The data is collected by others for other purposes than those of the current study. الأمثلة بتاعتها ممكن تكون على مستوى الأفراد أو على مستوى المجموعات. على مستوى الأفراد نعتمد على السجلات الطبية مثل السجلات الطبية الموجودة في مراكز الصحية الأولية والمستشفيات ودور الرعاية الصحية أيا كان نوعها ومثل السجلات الموجودة في المصانع والشركات والهيئات الموجودة في الصناعة. So either individual medical records in healthcare delivery institutions or employment records in the industry. The second type is group records, as we see in the census, and as we see in vital statistics. And by vital statistics we mean births and deaths. سجلات المواليد والوفيات والسجلات الخاصة بتعداد السكان. ممكن أعتمد على دي كsources of my research. But I have to keep in mind that somebody else has collected this data for other purposes. وأنا بحاول أطوعها للستدي الجديدة بتاعتي. So you have to differentiate between primary and secondary data collection بعيوبها ومزاياها. Last time we actually spoke about this slide, and we compared descriptive versus analytical epidemiology. And we said that in descriptive epidemiology, you formulate a hypothesis, and you use a design such as cross-sectional studies, musuhat al-waba'iyya, and you concentrate on a triad called person, place, and time. حدثنا عن هذا الأمر المرة اللي فاتت. Descriptive epidemiological studies. دراسات وصف. The second type is دراسات تحليلية, analytical epidemiological studies. The hypothesis which you have formulated in descriptive epidemiology, you test it in analytical epidemiology using designs such as cohort and case control design. We're going to talk about them in the next few lectures, inshallah. And you concentrate about the relationship between agent, host, and environment. So this is descriptive versus analytical epidemiology. You formulate the hypothesis in descriptive epidemiology, you test it in analytical epidemiology. You use here cross-sectional studies, you use here cohort or case control study. Okay? Yes? Right. تثبت أو تنفي. يعني أنت بتعمل نظرية في الديسكريبتيف إبيديميولوجي, بتقول في النظرية دي في علاقة إحصائية بين نقص فيتامين A والعشاء الليلي أو نايت لايت. علاقة إحصائية. تثبتها في الأناليتيكال إبيديميولوجي. Okay? This is how it goes. You actually formulate a hypothesis in the descriptive epidemiology, and you are actually thinking of association. When you go to analytical epidemiology, you test your hypothesis looking for causation. Okay, thank you. I would also like you always to remember this slide. In health research, we always concentrate in biomedical studies on quantitative studies. Out of 10 people, 5 got the disease, of whom 1 has died. This is very, very quantitative. However, in real life and in the 21st century, we have a lot of so-called non-communicable diseases which depend a lot on our lifestyle. And we always think, as I told you before, on risk factors which are related to lifestyle, such as your diet, such as health-related habits like smoking, such as doing or not exercise, and such as living in a polluted environment. Could it be lifestyle-related factors? We can only understand lifestyle factors using qualitative research designs. Qualitative research designs. So always remember that even if we don't talk a lot about qualitative research, it exists and it complements quantitative research. So qualitative designs could be like focus group discussions, where you sit with 12 people, and you ask them, you just give them leads, but they give you the answers. So you learn from them, rather than you give them a ready-made questionnaire, and they are just saying yes or no. So this is called focus group discussions. The second type is called key informant studies. Here you go to Imam al-Masjid, Amid al-Kulliya, Shaykh al-Qabila, and you get the best information possible about the causes of the health problems in the community from a key informant, somebody ذو شأن في المجتمع. This is called key informant studies. Then we have also ethnographic studies, bibliographic studies. These kinds of studies are called qualitative research designs. But we concentrate a lot in our studies here on quantitative research designs, which we subdivide into observational and experimental designs. In observational designs, we also subdivide it into descriptive and analytical. And we give examples like cross-sectional for descriptive, case control and cohort for analytical. And then we have the experimental, which are also analytical. And the examples are the RCTs, randomized clinical trials, or randomized control trials, and community intervention studies. So on this slide, I've actually summarized for you most of the research designs used in health research, qualitative, quantitative. And always remember this slide, please. Type. Under quantitative designs, there is observational studies. So these are non-experimental, and they're called observational because there is no investigator intervention. And exposures occur in a non-controlled environment. individuals can be observed currently, prospectively, retrospectively, or a combination of these. يعني ما أتي أدرس الناس في observation studies يا إما أدرسهم مرة واحدة وأمشي snapshot يا إما أتابعهم لفترة من الزمن forward in time يبقى prospective يا إما أتابعهم من السجلات backward in time historical أو retrospective يا إما أستعمل combination of these snapshot prospective retrospective ده بالنسبة لل directionality of my study. In observational designs, we can also subclassify them into exploratory, descriptive, and analytical. In exploratory, أنا ما عندي فكرة كتير عن الموضوع. ما عندي فكرة إذا كان في علاقة بين vitamin C deficiency and scurvy. So actually, I depend on case studies. بيكون عدد قليل من الناس وعدد وشيء بسيط من المعلومات موجودة لدي. فبعمل شيء اسمه exploratory study. This is used when the state of knowledge about the phenomenon is poor. شيء غير معروف مثلا علاقة بين الموبايل فونز and headache لسه ماني عارف فأشوف مجموعة صغيرة من الناس وابتدي أدرس هذه الظاهرة when we call this exploratory design it's usually small scale of limited duration لو لقيت في علاقة محتملة بطلع للوراها على طول اللي هي descriptive studies these are used to formulate a certain hypothesis And again, this could be small or large scale, and the examples are case studies or cross-sectional designs. لقيت لسه العلاقة دي معقولة ومقبولة باخدها للنوع الأعلى من الديزاينز اللي هو الاناليتيكال ستادي ديزاين. This is used to test the hypothesis, and this again could be small or large scale, and examples could be case control or repeated cross-sectional or cohort. But This is how a cross-sectional study looks like. An observational design that surveys exposures and outcomes at a specified point in time, a cross-section of the population. By the way, this is the most widely used types of designs. المسوحات الوبائية أو cross-sectional studies أو community health surveys هي من أكثر أنواع الديزاينز استخداما في الحياة العامة أو الحياة العملية. And by snapshot, I mean not that I did it in 1 second or 1 minute or one day. It means that for every individual, I have looked at the exposure and outcome only once. So if the exposure and outcome was in one state today and it changed tomorrow, I will not change it again. So whatever I found today and tomorrow and after tomorrow will not change. So it means that for every individual, one set of observations. This is what it really means. ده معنى المسح الوبائي أو cross-sectional study. This is how the flow chart of a cross-sectional study looks like. We have a study population, which is actually a sample of the overall community I'm studying. يعني مثال, إذا أنا عايز أدرس الناس الطلبة في سنة ثالثة, ممكن أخذ عينة عشوائية من طلاب سنة ثالثة وليس كل طلاب سنة ثالثة. لو عايز أدرس طلاب كلية الطب بأخذ عينة من كل سنة من السنوات ذكورا وإناثا وبسمي دي my study population. وبعدين أسألهم على الإكسبوجر والأوتر. أسألهم على السموكينج وأسألهم على كرونيك برونكايتس. Okay? This will result in four groups of people in my study population. The people about the exposure and outcome, this will subdivide them into four groups. The first group are exposed and have the disease. يعني لقيتهم مدخنين وعندهم bronchial asthma. فبسميهم exposed cases. Second group they have been exposed but they didn't develop the disease. محظوظين كتير. دخنوا وسبحان الله they did not develop the disease. فبنسميهم exposed
non-cases.
The third group not exposed ومع ذلك they got the disease. So they are not smokers but they still got bronchial asthma. Why do you think this happened?
Negative smoking.
There are other exposures which I didn't study. ممكن يكون environmental pollution. ممكن يكون psychological distress. ممكن يكون معرفش asbestos. So هنا these are unexposed cases. The exposure اللي أنا بتكلم عليها هنا tobacco. الألكول اللي أنا بتكلم عليها هنا bronchial asthma. But it could be anything else. It could be vitamin C deficiency and scurvy. It could be vitamin A deficiency and night blindness. It could be measles virus and measles. It could be anything. Here the X or Y. Okay? طيب. آخر مجموعة كافيين خيرهم شرهم. لا exposed ولا قرانهم حاجة. الله أكبر. Unexposed. Non-case. Cells A and D. A and D. بسميهم concordant cells. يعني ايه concordant cells؟ يعني اما yes 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 يا اما no no. اوكي concordant يعني معناها plus plus or minus minus. cells B and C بسميهم discordant cells. B and C بسميهم discordant cells. يا اما plus minus يا اما minus plus. اللي احنا سميناه exposed non-case يا اما unexposed case. For all study designs we always have this four-fold 2x2 table. يعني the people in my study will end up falling in one of these cells. Either that the person is exposed and developed the outcome, or that he is exposed did not develop the outcome, or that he or she was unexposed but still developed the outcome, or that they neither were exposed nor developed the outcome. Okay? So these are the four cells, and these are the outcomes out of the cross-sectional design. Mind you, for every person in my study, I will ask them this question only once. I will not go back to them again, even if their status changes. يعني إذا كان الشخص إذا كان غير مدخن اليوم ولسه أنا بعمل study بتاعتي الأسبوع القادم أو الوراء أو الوراء وهو قرر يدخن هيفضل عندي مسجل غير مدخن. Okay? So please keep this in mind. So cross-sectional studies are often used to study conditions that they are relatively frequent with long duration of expression, non-fatal or chronic conditions. It measures prevalence. يعني المسوحات الوبائية بالنسبة للفريكونسي بتقيس شيء اسمه معدل الانتشار. بمعنى انه بيقيس الحالات الجديدة والقديمة سواسية في المجتمع اللي أنا بدرسه. Prevalence, not instance. Example, community-based surveys is not suitable for studying rare diseases or highly fatal diseases or those of short duration. ليه؟ لأن ممكن أدرس 1000 شخص وأنا بدور على مرض قليل الحدوث في المجتمع فلاقي حالة أو حالتين أو ثلاثة فيصبح هذه الدراسة not cost effective. أحسن أستعمل نوع تاني من الديزاينز نتكلم عنه بعدين اسمه case control studies where you take a group of cases يرحمكم الله and a group of controls. فبروح مثلا عندي rare disease مثلا عندي rare type of pleural cancer اسمه ميزوثيليوم. لو خدت 10,000 شخص من سكان الرياض هتلاقي ربع حالة. طيب this is not cost effective. لكن لو رحت في مركز أورام مستشفى معي كويسة تخصصي هتلاقي هناك 20 حالة ميزوثيليوما تقارنها ب 20 أو 40 شخص صحيح وتعمل study بتاعتك وتدور على ال cost effective relationship. Then it becomes more cost effective. Then this means that cross sectional studies are not suitable for rare diseases. Okay? طيب. إذا إيه هي المزايا وإيه هي عيوب الـ cross-sectional studies؟ مزاياها إنها سهلة. So it is technically feasible. ورخيصة. So it is economically feasible. وسريعة. So it is quick and efficient. And it allows the study of several outcomes at the same time. يعني ممكن أنا مثلا الظاهرة اللي أنا بدرسها هي التدخين، لكن ممكن أدرس الأوتكمز أوف التدخين كلها في سيرفي واحد. بسأل الشخص بدل ما أسأله بس على برونكيال أسما، أسأله على كرونيك برونكايتس، أسأله على الكانسر، أسأله على جاستروانتستينال ديستربنسز، أسأله على جينيتوريال ديستربنسز مع بعض في دراسة واحدة. Okay, so it is suitable for studying several outcomes at the same time and estimation of the population burden. And the A, the disease that منتشر في المجتمع. ده اللي بنسميه disease burden. It's also suitable للتخطيط الصحي, health plan, to get quick answers and to be able to prioritize health problems in a community. عشان أحدد أهم 10 diseases عندي بسرعة. يعني عندي أنا 100 disease, عايز أشوف أيهم أكثر انتشاراً في المجتمع وبالتالي أوجه له الموارد الموجودة عندي بطريقة رشيدة. So surveys will help me give quick answers and help me in health planning and help me in disease or health problem prioritization. المشاكل التي توجه لها الموارد في المجتمع يمكن الحصول عليها والتعرف عليها عن طريق المصحات الوبائية أو الكوميونتي هيلث سيرفي. لكن المصحات الوبائية أو cross section studies أيضا لها عيوب. زي ما لها مزايا لها عيوب. أول شيء إنه this is considered to be the weakest observational study design. Okay? It measures prevalence and not incidence. لا تستطيع هذه المصحات أن تحدد معدلات الحدوث للمرض في المجتمع لأنها تقيس معدلات الانتشار للأمراض في المجتمع. Okay? This is number one. Number two, the temporal sequence of exposure and outcome may be difficult or impossible to determine. يعني ما أقدرش أقول which came first, the exposure or the outcome, لأني بقيسهم مع بعض. مثال, إذا أنا بحاول أشوف العلاقة بين الصداع والاكتئاب, headache and depression. So I ask people, do you have headache? Yes. Are you depressed? خالص. طيب, you are not able to say which came first. لما سألته هذا السؤال في النوع ده من الديزاينز لقيته مصدع ومكتئب. طيب الصداع هو اللي عمل اكتئاب ولا الاكتئاب هو اللي عمل الصداع؟ We don't know. In this designs we cannot know because we are measuring them simultaneously. Okay? Same story, even if you know now that biologically smoking causes chronic bronchitis, but if you measure it in a survey, you are not able to say, والله العظيم, and this smoking has resulted in this chronic bronchitis. You can't say, because you're measuring them together. وده عيب من عيوب المصحات الوبائية. الشيء الثالث, usually don't know when outcome has occurred. الشخص ده لقيت عنده chronic bronchitis, ممكن حصل امبارح, ممكن حصل من 6 أشهر, ممكن حصل من 10 سنين. So you cannot know in this type of study designs when did the disease or when did the outcome occur. Finally, as we said before, it is not suitable for the study of rare conditions in the community. طيب, يبقى إذن في study designs اللي تحدثنا عنها اليوم اللي هي cross-section study, العنوان الرئيسي هو quantitative, والعنوان الثاني اللي هو observational, العنوان الثالث اللي هو descriptive, العنوان الأخير اللي هو cross-section. Okay? Going from المملكة العربية السعودية, الرياض, جامعة الملك سعود, كلية الطب. This is how it goes. Quantitative design of the observational quality, which is descriptive in nature, and it is called cross-section study. So please do the same with each and every study design you're exposed to during this course. Try to establish a roadmap for each study design in the same way. And the slide you use for this is this one here. This is the one which would help you classify, sub-classify, sub-sub-classify, and so on, until you reach the design you're looking for. So please make sure that you always go back to this slide. After we do a study design and we spend so much money and effort and time, we should actually come up with certain conclusions which would help us make decisions. In order to reach these conclusions, we need specific statistics. Three of them are presented here. The first one is called frequency measure. Frequency measure estimates the magnitude of the problem in the community. معدل الانتشار, معدل الحدود. This is called frequency measure. Second one is called effect measure. This tests the strength of association between the exposure and the outcome. How many times are you more liable to develop the outcome if you are exposed? نتكلم عنه. وأخيرا شيء اسمه impact fraction. طيب. Let's actually discuss the first group of measures first, اللي هي frequency measures. This estimates the magnitude of the problem or the outcome. حجم المشكلة في المجتمع. يعني إذا كان سكان الرياض 5 مليون كم واحد عندهم H1N1؟ طبعا لو رحنا في أواخر 2009 كنت هتلاقي على الأقل مليون شخص. يعني مثلا 20% من سكان الرياض كان عندهم H1N1 في آخر 2009. So this is a very highly prevalent disease. صح؟ ده حجم المشكلة. 20% من سكان الرياض عندهم so and so. 1 من 10% عندهم so and so. So you are able to compare, you are able to prioritize, and you are able to direct your resources in the direction of the important health problems by estimation of frequency or the magnitude of the problem. Two measures are used to estimate the magnitude of the problem. One of them is called incidence, which we get from cohort studies, معدل الحدوث. The other one is called prevalence, or معدل الانتشار, we get from المسوحات الوبائية or cross-sectional studies. So this is the first group of measures, frequency measures. The second group of measures is called effect measures. Here, we're trying to estimate the magnitude of association between the exposure and the outcome. الميجر اللي بستعمله في cohort designs بسميه relative risk أو risk ratio. يعني إيه relative risk؟ يعني the risk of developing the disease among the exposed divided by the risk of developing the disease.
شو هذا الفرق؟
خلصنا هلا. طيب. So the risk of developing disease among the exposed and the risk of developing disease among the unexposed. دي بسميها risk ratio أو relative risk. كويس؟ دي بحسبها من cohort studies. في النوع ده من studies بحسب شيء تاني اسمه odds ratio. Odds ratio. كيف بحسب odds ratio؟ بضرب الطرفين وأقسمهم على الوسطين. So simply it is AD divided by BC. هيطلع لي رقم معين. الرقم ده هذا أقول بيه statement. إيش هي statement؟ A smoker is 9 times, خلي بالكم من 90, is 9 times more liable to develop lung cancer compared to a non-smoker. الجملة دي جملة قوية جدا. ما بحصل عليها غير لما بعمل study. بجمع معلومات subclassify people into this 2x2 table and I do this calculation AD divided by BC عشان يديني هذا الرقم. وهذا الرقم هو اللي ممكن اعمل بيه statement. It gives me the strength of association between smoking and lung cancer. عشان اقول انه المدخن 9 مرات اكثر عرضة ان هو يجيله سرطان الرئة مقارنة بغير المدخن محتاج ان انا ادخل في كل هذا الاكسرسايز. So I should actually pass through all these steps. Finally, there is something called impact fraction. The impact fraction estimates the proportion of the outcome attributed to exposure. يعني إذا حصل إن أنا عندي 20 حالة lung cancer في المجتمع اللي أنا درسته. أنا عايز أعرف من ال 20 حالة دي قديش سببها التدخين. قديش التدخين تسبب في ال 20 حالة دول. يمكن تسبب في 10 منهم. يمكن تسبب في 15 منهم. لأنه مش كل حالة lung cancer سببها تدخين ومش كل مدخن بيجيله lung cancer. Okay? So this is why we have to calculate something called impact fraction. how much of the exposure resulted in the outcome, or how much of the outcome is attributed to the exposure. 80%, 90%, وهكذا. مثال آخر, bronchial asthma and pollen grains. فأنا بحاول أدرس العلاقة بين pollen grains والbronchial asthma. لما أحسب الimpact fraction, هل هي مثلا 50%؟ What does this mean? قولي, what does this mean? Impact of pollen grains on bronchial asthma is only 50%. What does this mean?
And
there are other pollutants and there are other immunological factors resulting in bronchial asthma in my community. So I should go and look for other things. ممكن يكون دخان من المصانع. ممكن يكون sandstorms. ممكن يكون حالة نفسية سيئة. ممكن يكون infections. مش كده؟ مش البولين جرينز هي السبب الوحيد للبرونكيال أسما. هذه حكاية الإمباكت فاكشن. So this is what I wanted actually to talk to you about. And if you want to know more information, you can go back to one of these references presented on this slide. This is for today. But there's something else for last time. اللي هي time trends. لو تذكروا احنا رسمناها ولا ما رسمناها؟ I think we didn't.
ما
رسمناها. First type is called point source. Second type is called seasonal. And the third type is called secondary. The point source time trend is usually hours to days. Hours, days. The second type is usually months to few years. Months, years. The third type, اللي هي secular, is usually decades. عشرات سنين.
What is it? Point.
The way this looks is as follows. It looks like this. That time, the number of cases, يطلع مرة واحدة, ينزل مرة واحدة. This is called a point source epidemic or the epidemic curve. عبارة عن ثلاثة أجزاء. الجزء الأول ده اسمه ascending limb. والجزء الثاني ده اسمه climax. والجزء الأخير ده اسمه descending limb. من النقطة دي إلى النقطة دي تفتكروا إيه؟ هنا كده. What do you think this is?
Incubation.
برافو. مين قال incubation؟ حد تاني. برافو عليك. Incubation period. This is incubation. ظهور أول حالة كان ال minimal incubation period. وظهور آخر حالة كانت ال maximal incubation period. يعني مثلا إحنا بنقول staff poisoning عشان يحصل محتاج ما بين 6 إلى 12 ساعة. مثلا. يبقى هنا 6 ساعات. وهنا 12 ساعة. This is from the minimal to the maximal incubation period is this part of the curve. من دور أول حالة minimal incubation period, دور آخر حالة maximal incubation period. This is how you draw your point source epidemic curve, which usually happens with things like what?
Food poisoning.
Bravo. Bravo. أحسن مثال هنا هو food poisoning. طيب. النوع الثاني اسمه سيزون. نعم.
ما اسمه incubation period. ما فهمتها.
incubation period اللي فترة الحضانة.
إيه بس ما فهمتها.
كل disease له مدة زمنية أقصر مدة زمنية ممكن يظهر عليها وأقصر مدة زمنية ممكن يظهر عليها. ما بنقولش أبداً incubation period is 3 أيام. لا بنقول إيه من يومين إلى 5 أيام. من 3 إلى 10 أيام.
أول حالة.
الثلاثة دي تظهر عندها أول حالة. العشرة دي تدعى عندها آخر حالة.
وان بتوين تدع ده معظم الحالات. اوكي طيب
seasonal كده. Again, this is time and this is number of cases. Seasonality. في diseases with show seasonal variation.
Influenza.
Influenza. بالضبط. Common cold or influenza. Every fall or winter, يطلع peak. وبعدين ينزل تاني. يطلع فيك السنة وراء وبعدين ينزل تاني. يطلع فيك السنة وراء خلاص؟ ال 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 سو هنا أحسن شيء ممكن نقوله اللي هو common cold.
Food poisoning. ملية.
أو influenza. لا ال food poisoning ممكن يحصل في أي وقت. It doesn't show seasonal variation. This shows seasonal variation. كل fall or winter, ربع العالم هيجيلهم either common cold or influenza. So this is seasonal variation. هنا ال winter 2009, هنا 2010, هنا 2011, and so on. Okay? وزي ما انتوا كده عاملين تكحكحوا. This is the time of the year when we all كحكح. So, this seasonal variation. Right. Secular time frame. Time. Again, number of cases. بس هنا بقى عشرات السنين. هنا 1950, 1960, 1970, 80, 90, 2000, 2010, وهكذا. عشرات السنين. There are three types of secular time frame. ده اللي اسمه أسنة.
Diabetes.
برافو عليك. كل النون كوميونيكابل ديزيزز وي اكشولي ار سينج ان اسندنج تايم تريند. ايا كان دايابيتس, كارديوفاسكولار ديس اوردرز, كانسرز بانواعها, كرونيك ريسبيراتوري بروبلمز, سايكايتريك بروبلمز, وهكذا. يو نيم ات يو هاف كده. ناو واي ار وي ويتنسينج ان اسندنج تايم تريند فور نون كوميونيكابل ديزيزز؟ لماذا نشاهد تصاعدا ملحوظا في حدوث الأمراض غير المعدية في هذه الأيام؟ لماذا؟ أول شيء we live longer. نتيجة السيطرة على الأمراض المعدية thanks to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, ثم الأمصال والمضادات الحيوية immunization and antibiotics اللي حصلت في بداية ووسط القرن العشرين نتج عنها سيطرة كبيرة جدا على ال communicable diseases. أنت فاهم لذيذ.
حظك حلو ما نعقله.
عاوز تعمل ايه؟
هذا ما احب احد جنبي يجلسك.
بالعكس
رياضه. يعطيك صدري يا اخي, ليش تكتب انت وانا معك؟
والله مسكين مطفر ما معك شيء يعطيك ريال تشري قلم يعني؟
ما احبك. خاصة المحاضرة اللي زي كذا. انا ما ودي
ما تحتاج ما تكتب ابدا. خاصة ما خاصة.
الحين تسجيل.
تسجيل شيء بس فرق. فرق لما شيء تفهم. مسجل
شد. بس هنا بصراحة قطع.
أكيد لازم تفرق شيء عشان شيء ثاني.
بصراحة. حرام مساحة بين هاي كل الأشياء.
So what happened in the first half of the 20th century? Two very important inventions. One of them is immunization. ودي تعتبر يعني طفرة في الوقاية من الأمراض. زمان كان الشخص اللي جيله ديفتيريا يموت منه. الشخص اللي جيله تي بي يموت منه. الشخص اللي جيله ميزلز سيل كومبليكيشنز. النهاردة سبحان الله you don't even hear about these diseases. صح؟ Thanks to Allah سبحانه وتعالى ثم للimmunizations. Against diphtheria, pertussis, you know, measles, German measles, mumps, وهكذا. وجايين في السكة بقى chicken pox and many other things. So this was one very important invention في first half of the 20th century. The other one was antibiotics. زمان اللي كان بيجيبوا سيفلس يا يعني complications مش عارفين ده. النهارده اياميها بنسلم دلوقتي اشياء ثانيه. So what I'm trying to say here is because of the control of communicable diseases, after the people living only 30 or 40 years, now you easily hear about well into about people well into their 70s, 80s, or even 90s. So number one, we live longer. Number two, we have changed our lifestyle. للأسف الشديد مش للأحسن بل للأسوأ. أول شيء عملناه, we ride cars. And our cars take us from point A إلى point B. ولو قالوا لكم يا ريت تسيبوا السيارة برا باب القاعة هتسيبوها برا باب القاعة. You prefer not to move whatsoever. I'm one of you. The same story. We don't move. We don't exercise. زمان people exercise. So what are automobiles doing to us? They're doing to us three things. Number one, less exercise. Number two, road traffic accidents. Number three, environmental pollution. من جميع النواحي. So this is what happened to us. We have changed our lifestyle. We're doing less exercise. We are consuming imbalanced diets and we are smoking. So we have changed our lifestyle and hence we're exposed to more and more non-communicable diseases. هذا هو السبب الثاني. السبب الثالث, هو better diagnostic facilities. فالزيادة دي زيادة حقيقية وزيادة كمان relative because we are diagnosing diseases much better than before. يعني زمان ممكن شخص يجي له ديزيز معين ويتوفى إلى رحمة الله we don't even know why he died. Now we know إلى حد كبير. صحيح مش عارفين نعمله حاجة بس at least we know. So we are diagnosing things much better than before and we have better management facilities and this is how we are having more and more non-communicable diseases. في مجموعة تانية are showing descending trends.
كوليرا infectious
بصفة عامة vaccine preventable diseases الأمراض التي يمكن وقاية منها عن طريق التحصين أو الأمصاب. أيا كانت vaccine preventable diseases عندك مثلا ميزس, عندك جيرمن ميزس, عندك مونس, عندك ديفتيريا, عندك هوبينج كاف, كل دي يسموها vaccine preventable diseases. They have all shown descending trend. وخلوني ارجع لكلمه التي بي دي عشان حد فيكم ذكرها. اوكي, وبعدين في مجموعه من ديزيزز كده اهو ديزيز الكيرف ده اسمه بلاتو كيرف. بلاتو كيرف انديميك ديزيز. الله اكبر عليك. مين بقى مين انديميك؟ برافو عليك. انديميك ديزيز اللي ايه باللغه العربيه؟
مستوطنة
أو متوطنة. وعندنا ثلاثة أمثلة يمكن قلنا عليها قبل كده في جنوب غرب المملكة اللي هي ملاريا نمرة واحد,
لشمانيا.
Okay, so we have these three diseases which are considered to be endemic in southwest Saudi Arabia. Okay, طول الوقت هو الكيرف عامل كده يطلع شوية ينزل شوية بس it's there all the time. فدول الثلاثة المشهورين secular time trend. Ascending for non-communicable diseases, descending for vaccine preventable diseases, and plateau for endemic diseases. في مجموعة رابعة بقى شكلها عامل كده. You need this ولا خلاص؟ خلاص؟
خلاص.
So I'm going to remove completely.
يجيك تكتب خلاص.
في مجموعة عامل كده. ايش الديزيزز اللي ممكن ينطبق عليها هذا الكلام؟ They were very prevalent, they almost disappeared, and then they came back. TB. TB شكلكم.
والله TB قليل الأدب.
TB. And a lot of sexually transmitted infections. زي السيفلس وزي الجونوري. كان almost اختفت بسبب البنسلين وبعدين رجعت ثانية بسبب المالتي ريزيستنس. المجموعة دي من ديزيز بسميها ايه؟ بسميها ري ايمرجينج كوميونيكابل ديزيز.
ماشي
خلاص
شكرا علينا الطلبة بعدين.
ثانك يو فيري ماتش ايفري بادي. I'm out of here. شكرا.
شفت غلط في الثاني أخيرها أقول لك كده عندنا فارغ راح حق لك مكسورة
هو اللي طاح
ها؟
طاح
أنا أقول